Maybe if I had enough faith, I'd just say, Roger, be in Russia. I'd stop in for church service, I'd say, Roger, be home. That would be having a jet. Said, you can say. All that's required is that you really believe and you do not doubt in your heart. All that's required is that you really believe and you do not doubt in your heart. Man, why do you think the enemy spends so much time trying to get you to doubt in your heart? Why do you think that he spends so much time accentuating the negative in your life? Why do you think that every time that you begin to have a glimmer of hope, he puffs up this demon of delusion? Because it's to get you to doubt. It's to get you to fear. It's to get you to just pinch just a little bit. Just enough to get you to stop and not go ahead with what the Spirit of God is really wanting you to do. And then when you don't go ahead just a little bit, then you begin to condemn yourself and you figure you can't do it anyway. And so then you gotta rev up your motor. Today, Vicky's little scooter, I decided that I should find out if the pedal part really does work. You know, I don't know why, but just in case the electric start wouldn't work, make sure it started. You know. So I stepped on it quite a few times, but it didn't work. You know, but I said the electric part's a lot easier. I think that as Christians, sometimes we got the electric start right there handy, but we're trying to pump it just a little bit, you know, just to make sure. Why don't we just do it the way that the Lord says? It's because we're being built up. But the thing is that, you know, when you're built up, when you get to a certain place, you need to keep going. Not back up. Not step down. You need to go up and keep going up. We don't want to get in the overflow and then shut off the overflow. We don't want to get in the void and then shut off the void. We don't want to go through the open door and then try to find a way to get back out of the open door. We want to keep going. Keep pressing. All that's really required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything. Yes, anything. But I prayed in that. No, don't say, but I prayed. Say, I can pray for anything. Lord, you said I can pray for anything. I'm praying for anything. I'm not doubting. I'm not backing up. I'm praying for anything. I believe it. If thou canst believe, all things are possible with God. And so, I believe God. I'm not going to believe anything that doesn't look like what I see. I'm going to know what that is. That's the devil. That's a delusion. But I might believe the wrong lie. But I might not believe what God has put in my heart. Well, I'm not going to go with what God has put in my heart. That has to be the determination that we have. And if you believe, you will have it. And remember, we pray not. If we pray and faint not, at due season, we will reap. Due season's fun. But getting there can be just as much fun when we're knowing about due season. When we're knowing about it, when we know that it's there. We don't have to have it when we know it's there. We could enjoy a trip to Maine. We knew they'd be there when we got there to see them. We didn't think that they were going to run and hide so that we didn't have to wait. But you know, sometimes as Christians, you know, we think that God's going to hide our blessing. Oh, I'm going to get there and it isn't going to work. Just like every other time, it just doesn't work out. It just never works out for me. We can't do that. We have to go with what Jesus said. He said, you can say. So what are we going to do? Are we going to say it? Are we going to believe it? Are we going to grab hold and say, yeah, I can say it. You can say. You can say. You don't have to say. But you can say.